Will we see our pets again on the new earth?
Pets are great, aren't they? I've often thanked God for my golden retriever, Champ, my dog when I was growing up. I have lots of great memories of running and playing and hanging out with Champ. I especially remember the many times when he crawled into my sleeping bag as I lay in the backyard looking up at the stars. Nancy and I now have a Dalmatian named Moses, and we love him too. Now, you might really love animals. If you do, that's good. If you've ever had a pet that died, or several, or maybe lots, like 37 gerbils, you're probably wondering if you'll see him or her again. God, who created the animals, has touched many people's lives through them. It would be simple for him to recreate a pet in heaven if he wants to. God is the giver of all good gifts, not the taker of them. God loves to give good gifts to his children. Read about that in Matthew 7, 9 through 11. So if it would please you to have one or more of your pets with you on the new earth, that may be good enough reason for God to make it happen. Aren't you glad you've had two hamsters, a rabbit, a calico cat, and a chocolate lab? That might mean that you'll be a pet owner on the new earth too. Or if your family wasn't able to have a pet, heaven may be the place where you'll have a pet for the first time, and all of your friends will unselfishly share their pets with you too. The most important passage on this subject may be Romans chapter 8, verses 18 to 22. You can read it yourself or read it with your parents. It says that all creation suffers because of human sin and longs for the deliverance that will come with our resurrection. It's like everything around us is yearning to be made free from suffering. But there's good news. Nothing in creation will rot or die after God raises us from the dead. And our resurrection will apparently be the means by which all creation will be restored to its former glory and go beyond it. I think there's every reason to believe that what Romans 8 calls all creation that longs for deliverance includes the animals. And creation will experience what it longs for, Romans 8:21 says, when it is set free from its bondage to decay, at the time when God's people are raised from the dead. Romans 8 hints that some of the animals that lived and suffered and died on this old earth will be the same ones restored to life in God's earthly kingdom that's to come. They suffered because of our sin, so their bodies will be freed when we receive our new bodies. They will then live in a world where they'll never hurt each other or hurt people or be hurt by people. So here's the question. If any animals on this old earth will experience life without suffering on the new earth, won't some of those animals probably be our pets? It seems to me God could do one of three things on the new earth. He could create entirely new animals, or he could bring back to life animals that have suffered in our present world, giving them new bodies that will last forever. Or he could create some animals brand new and bring back to life some old ones. Only God knows for sure what he plans to do. I don't know. But Romans 8 leads me to believe that on the new earth, we will likely live again with some of the pets we've loved. Wouldn't that be great?